One marmot?
No, just a sample. Total height is 40 inches. Krishna is 20. Kali is another 20 inches.
Just like this?
Yes. So I think we could try casting it in bronze.
Bronze? Bronze will not be polished?
Yeah. It is the American or the Western version of the Ashtadhatu.
Oh, never done it.
Or not Ashtadhatu, but bell metal.
It will be polished?
Yes, it can polish very nice.
I've never seen bronze polished.
Depends on the quality. Red. Generally, they don't use very high percentage of brass.
Do you think it's better than brass?
Yeah, it's very cheap.
Bronze is very good.
I've never seen it polished.
Hmm?
I've never seen it highly polished.
Yes, that is. Why not make brass?
Out of brass?
Then
bronze is harder.
Huh?
Bronze is harder.
No, why harder? Because it's softer. But metal.
Gold is softer still. It'll be more brilliant.
More beautiful.
Brass than bronze.
Is it boring?
Generally.
Brass, just like our Radha Krishna deity in Mayapur, how dazzling. Here also in Boston.
I think Krishna is German silver.
No. Maybe.
Not so much brass casting going on in this country. Mostly bronze casting.
Bronze, but it will not be polished. We want polish.
I have to investigate.
Bright face.
There's a boy in who's in New York there who casts some brass Gauri Thai deities in Australia. They came out very nice. Contact him
to give
us some good information. So
it's
best to get
on. Brass is best. Next to gold or silver.
But I think the other deities we shall just do in concrete. Radha Krishna and Lalita Bishop.
Yes.
Either concrete or hard plaster. Hard plaster, tempered plaster, hydro stone.
Yes.
They will pay for the casting of Fiji. The Indians in Fiji will pay for the casting if we decide to cast in brass here.
Anyone will pay. Krishna will pay. What will be the cost? Let me know. It will pay by somebody.
I will have to investigate.
You will have it cast, or you will cast
it? We'll have it cast.
That's
actually, one boy is working with me now from Hawaii.
But one thing, you can send one copy of this to Vrindavan to take the casting cost there.
Perhaps they will be able to do it cheaper in India.
Hmm?
They'll definitely be able to do it cheaper in India.
They can do it cheaper or even cost, yeah.
The transport.
Transport is the same. You have to transport from here, they will have to transport from here.
Mm. Nanda Kishore or someone else?
You send to Okara.
Okay.
That Maharaj said there is no necessity for endeavoring for economic development. Very difficult to understand this brother.
People don't know how they'll survive if they don't get money.
No, we are actual example. We are not after economic development. But we are after following Krishna's instinct.
Criticize us sometimes because they always.
No, what do we care for? Go on with our own business.
Actually, they're all envious because they see that without working, we're getting such nice facility for us.
No, we are working, but working for Krishna.
Yes.
I didn't believe that.
I went to the bank the other day, take out some money for the press. I took out a few $1,000. I had to take it in small bills. And there were karmis there, and they were yelling, they should be thrown out of town.
They said?
Yeah, they were very angry. They don't make that much money in over 2 months.
The communist also, they're envious of this. Capitalists,
the rich. Make the rich pay. That's their slogan.
But the leaders of the communists are rich. The leaders of the communists are all rich. And the people don't notice.
And
blood. in that Russia, that Nikolai,
Lenin, Brezhnev,
Khrushchev.
He was making money, therefore he's developed. His son-in-law, his sons being employed. Neo-Petersburg, what is it called?
Nepotism.
That is human nature.
They said he was becoming too friendly with the West. He's becoming getting too many Western ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Khrushchev, so they kicked him out.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
In England, their whole difficulty with the labour.
Let's go in there. Sorry, coming.
The union problem they have in England, that's why the whole country now is in disruption, because the labour is always on strike. They did a survey and they found out that all the major union leaders are communists.
And they're making money.
Mm. When I was there, I remember every month there would be a major strike in the car industry, in the shipping industry. In all the major industries, there was always a major strike every year, and it would completely devastate the economy.
The foreign businesses no longer have confidence in England, because if they make some order, maybe it will not be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
The foreign business no longer has confidence. I heard that England had sold military weapons to Israel, and when Israel was fighting the war, they called England, immediately sent replacements for the weapons. No, I'm sorry that we're on strike. There's no... We cannot send a replacement. So in this way, there's no longer confidence in England for business, international business.
Now in South America, it has become fashionable. There are many, many wealthy businessmen living there. So terrorists will kidnap a businessman and then send a letter to the company in the United States or in that country stating that if you do not send us such and such $1 million, we will kill him. So in this way, the terrorists are getting millions of dollars by kidnapping big men.
Businessmen.
It's happening quite often in South America now.
That's going on everywhere. There was John Paul Geggi's nephew in Italy, that he was taken by kidnappers, and they petitioned Getty, give us so many millions of dollars, otherwise we'll kill your nephew. So he refused. So after a long, long time, the nephew was returned somehow or another, and they one of the times when they demanded a ransom, they chopped off his right ear and put it in an envelope and sent it through the post. This is proof that we have your nephew, now give us money. And still he refused. And then eventually the boy was returned, minus his ear.
As you were saying, you were just saying, Prabhupada, that even when they have so much money, they want more. This man, one of the richest men in the world, and for his own family member, he would not pay some money to save him.
Who is that man?
Getty. He just died. Just a few days ago he died.
He's one of the richest men in the world.
Yeah. Two of the richest Americans have just died.
Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes was considered the richest man in the country, and they found him dying in a hotel room of malnutrition.
He had become so afraid of death that he would wear a mask over his face to avoid germs, and he would be changing his clothes constantly, and he was living terrified of dying and losing his money. And so this way, his last several years, he became mad, just with fear that he was going to die.
is your next publication?
Mine?
In a few days. Portuguese and Spanish.
In a few days, we'll be sending to the printer a complete Portuguese Bhagavad Gita and Spanish Krishna book. I think within 1 week, perhaps, or 1 or 2 weeks, we'll send both to the printer.
Where is the editorial department?
Here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. For Spanish and also Portuguese. I just received information that in Caracas, they were selling every day 1,000 Bhagavatams.
What is the price?
Each book about $2.50.
That means about $3,000 daily.
That's very big.
And they have been defeated by Mexico.
Mexico is sending what?
Yes. This month, last month in Mexico, they sent in for the month $23,000 for the month. Now the all of South America combined this month has almost defeated Radha Damodar. almost on the same level now, South America.
This competition must go on. That is tangible. That is a full dream.